to five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
There you go. Checking in at
number five.
Well, it seems no matter who the mayor is or whatever is going on in this town, who the police superintendent is, if it's warm outside, people are going to shoot each other in this city. And it again, it happens on the same 8% of the blocks in this city.
Yeah.
52 people shot, 10 fatally over the weekend. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, along with other police officials, held a news conference to denounce the uptick.
Until we get to a point that we give these gun offenders the sense that they'll be held accountable, like it's ridiculous to me that we know that when we arrest these gun offenders, half of them, and I want you to think about this for a moment, and I welcome you all to look into this, half of them get out and are back on the street in a week or less. So because we arrest them multiple times, it shows CPD's doing what they're supposed to do.
And the thing
That's
is
a great point.
That the jail is essentially empty.
Wow.
You know, when I started in this little business of news, we were still operating under a consent decree problem where the county was paying a huge fine for overcrowding.
Wow.
You know, there was something like 10,000 beds, you know, give or take. At county jail, and there were like 12,000 people there, and they would, you know, they were sleeping on the floor and stuff like that. And it was bad. Now you're at 5,000, you got 10,000 beds and 5,000 people in there. What are they doing?
Jeez. Right. Majority of the gun offenders today, reporters have looked into it. They received an I bond as long as they don't have substantial criminal history, pending case, aren't on parole or probation. Judge Willis did give a no bail to one defendant who had two prior gun shooting convictions. So a lot of them went free.
That is an excellent point. And I don't know about you, but I kind of think that the current state's attorney of the county of Cook would be willing to give anybody a shot. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? Oh, John Gacy, it's fine. Give him an electronic monitor.
Gosh. It also shows you just can't. Police alone are not going to solve this problem.
No, like and Superintendent that's said, if we're arresting them, they're back on the streets.
What do you do?
Don't blame us.
Here's Lori Lightfoot.
We can't have a set of circumstances where the police department arrests somebody on a Friday and they're back out on the street for serious gun offenses. I'm seeing some data that gives me concern, and I certainly will be talking to the chief judge of the entire system, chief judge of criminal courts, and the state's attorneys about what we need to be doing better as partners to make sure that violent offenders are not cycling through the system so fast that they're back on the streets before the ink is dry on their paperwork.
Yeah, it's just not right.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's a solvable issue.
Let everybody out who is in for any kind of weed offense and make more room even, and then put all the gun folks in there.
Right. Well, there's no weed left in the county jail.
Nobody?
No. There are...
Now you can get a Chamber of Commerce award pretty soon for that, right?
Right.
Next year.
Well done.
Yeah, I think the weed thing. Although there are, now, you know, there are nonviolent criminals, and there may be some left, and then those are the guys that are making pizzas in the Bruno Abate kitchen.
Oh, that's
there.
A good, nice program.
They got a whole thing. It's like
training them.
They're growing, they grow like basil on the roof, and then they're making
pizza. I love
pizza,
fresh
and they're doing,
basil.
It's like camp. In part, and then you got the really rough stuff on the other side. Mm. But we got to get around this situation. And this, you cannot let people out who've got guns because you gotta show. New York did this, and look at the numbers in New York City versus the numbers here in Chicago.
Yeah. It's unbelievable with three times the population.
Gary McCarthy made this point, is that you get caught with a gun, you're not supposed to have, it's 2 years. That's it. People don't want that. And here, it's sort of like, okay, give me the gun. All right.
You'll never get another one.
How would you possibly find one, right?
Jeez.
All right. Sad.
Checking in at
number four.
An interview for the second season premiere of Axios on HBO, White House senior advisor Jared Kushner was asked to defend his boss and father-in-law, the president, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's claims that he's a racist. Kushner's answers were, you know, it's obviously no, he's not a racist. But then when the details came up, it got a little, you know.
Was birtherism racist?
Look, I wasn't really involved in that.
I know you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Was it racist?
Like I said, I wasn't involved in that.
I know you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Was it racist?
Look, I know who the president is, and I have not seen anything in him that is racist. So again, I was not involved in that.
Did you wish he didn't do that?
Like I said, I was not involved in that. That was a long time ago.
Was it two years ago? Was it really that long ago?
It ended. He finally, remember when Trump took credit then? After 5 years of beating the drums for birtherism, then he said, finally, thanks to me, we now know the truth, is what he said.
The other issue that often gets brought up in this conversation is that he campaigned on banning Muslims. Would you describe that as religiously bigoted?
Look, I think that the president did his campaign the way he did his campaign.
He did.
And I think
But do you wish he didn't? Do you wish he didn't make that speech?
I think he's here today, and I think he's doing a lot of great things for the country, and that's what I'm proud of.
Weasel.
Kind of dodging.
Wow.
We'll be talking about dodgeball a little bit later on in the program, by the way. So that's
it's good that we mentioned that.
Yeah, okay. Very nicely done. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's find out from Kim what's happening at the bottom of the hour.
The House Judiciary Committee launching a top-to-bottom antitrust investigation.
Top 5-5 continues. We have worked our way all the way to
number three.
James Holzhauer. Oh, I was going to say spoiler alert here.
But
even
really
though the thing
isn't.
Ended an hour and 50 minutes ago, or it ended an hour and 20 minutes.
It's on at 3:30 in WLS channel 7.
There we go. So if you have recorded Jeopardy, don't want to know the answer to whether or not James Holzhauer set the record today.
Also, rethink your leisure time if you're recording game shows. Just my advice.
Well, okay, Richard.
Although, actually, the truth is I do it because then I can fast forward because I like to play along like everybody else, and then you can go past the commercials. And
You play along?
Yeah, I'm really good from my couch.
Okay.
All right, so here's your answer.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,799. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday. 46,801. What a game. Oh, my gosh. What a way to start the week.
To think the Chicago librarian outwagered the professional gambler.
From Naperville.
From Naperville.
Yeah, she's a 27-year-old University of Chicago librarian. So that's pretty...
And he lost by doing the thing that was counter to what he'd done to bring him to the dance in the first place.
But the reason he did that, it makes sense. People keep saying, like, oh, did he throw it or something? He knew that she was going to cover the size of his bet. She was going to bet a lot so that he couldn't pass her up. So he actually bet the minimum so they wouldn't come in third place. Because the only way he's going to win is if she didn't get the question right. He couldn't pass her up. So that's why he did the smaller amount. So that way, if they both got it wrong, there was all these scenarios. Look, the guy figured it out. He just didn't. He was beaten earlier.
He's a professional gambler.
Yeah. He actually bet the exact amount he should have bet in that scenario.
Somebody get me his number.
Yeah. he's going to have plenty to do here in Illinois, right?
He's going to say the same thing.
Why do I see that happening pretty soon, too? Like,
so this would have been the record.
Yeah, that was the strange thing. He came just short of Kenneth Jennings' money winnings record. So.
Wow.
But still an incredible run.
Yeah. James, the consolation prize is 6 new casinos and gambling every block in Chicago.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and checking in at
number two.
John Rich, you know, Big and Rich, right?
Ooh.
Is that guy, the country singer?
Okay.
Has a new song, Shut Up About Politics. Ooh. It's an attempt to encourage people to separate political debate from their everyday lives.
Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a bitching fit. So shut up about politics. You punch left, I punch right. We're caught up in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie,
some people steal. And everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but
I don't know what to take from that.
Yeah. You shut up.
No, you shut up.
Yeah, that would be. Don't tell me to shut up.
So just because you don't agree with me, I got to shut up. Is that it?
But it's a song about politics. Like, he calls specific things out. Isn't that what it sounds like from that?
Yeah, it does what that is.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. We're going to get an answer song from somebody. I won't stop talking about politics.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I think she should be the one.
She's been
getting
a little more active on those fronts.
How about that?
Yeah.
To see that.
Like that.
And next thing, let's see what happens there.
And then Kanye gets involved.
Or Lady Antebellum.
You're talking about the Dixie Chicks.
They
got all political about Bush and kind of lost some of their sales and fan base.
Yeah.
It's a problem for them.
I'm already trying to think of the Shallows parody we can do for that.
Don't mention Shallows around Kevin. And they start crying.
Finally.
Number one.
You've probably heard of televangelists Jesse DuPlantis and Kenneth Copeland. They've been repeatedly forced to defend their decisions to buy luxury private jets. Well, a new Inside Edition investigation takes an in-depth look into these Christian pastors' greed and luxury. Lisa Guerrero confronts DuPlantis at a book signing to ask him about the airplanes.
Why do you need a $54 million private jet?
We're not doing any kind of interviews right now. I'm in a book.
I just like to know why you need a private... Keep your hands off me. Why are your people touching me like this?
Because you need to...
Let go of me.
Oh, boy.
That got ugly.
Then he complained about the reporter during his sermon.
She's gone. Boom. I can hear her hollering. And I came back and said, what'd you do with her? He said, I made her outside edition.
Because she's inside edition.
I mean, do those people not realize that this con man is just taking all their money? And they're laughing along with this. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
It's so sad.
It is.
Yes.
In the name of God.
And this guy's like 100 years old, and he looks like the demon from, like, Ghostbusters.
But when you when you see con men working like this, and we've been seeing these for years and years and years, you know, Jim...
Baker
and all the rest
of them. Jim Baker's back on TV!
I know.
You see him?
Right.
Selling survival meals.
And you know that that's... You know that the whole thing's a con. And you think, now, who the hell is falling for this? And it might have happened in America in a more writ large way.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what you mean.
Then, on a YouTube video, Copeland and DuPlantis... No relation.
No relation. For the first time, someone has almost my name.
Tried to explain why they've got the jets.
The world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
That's right.
We've got to have this. That's why we're on that airplane. We can talk to God.
Glory
to
God. It's true.
You can't manage that today.
Right.
This dope-filled world.
Right.
Get in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Right.
Yes.
That's exactly
what? Other passengers.
It's deadly.
And he works on your heart. It really does.
Yeah. I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
This sounds like a religious Mad Lib put really together.
Is. Yeah, but
like,
he'd be driving a Prius, you idiot. You know,
how is that possible?
That sounds like a bit we do on this radio show.
It totally does.
But it sounds like. Wait, it's not over. Guerrero finally caught up with Copeland for a few questions.
Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing.
How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, he made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Oh, my God.
How much? What, do we know? Do we know the answer to that? He made that plane so cheap.
$54 million?
That's right.
That's another one of those movies, Tyler Perry's Private Jet, starring Madea. I mean, in the middle of it, all of a sudden, it's like, of course there's a Tyler Perry cameo in this guy's life.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't get to see Tyler Perry go, watch this.
All right,
you guys.
You know what we'd like to do, if I'm Inside Edition, the next move is you look at the flight log. Where's the plane been?
Great.
There you go.
Has it been in Africa? Has it been
That's
I'm going to tell Lisa Guerrero. We follow each other on Twitter. I'll let her know right now.
Yes, thank you.
We would like you to go look into the flight log, please. Right.
Find out where the jet has been.
Yeah.
And is Tyler Perry on it, too? And is he in drag? These are all the questions that I have.
I feel like the people of Turks and Caicos might have needed a hand at some point. You feel like?
Well, no, it's 5.9 million. Is that what they said?
$6 million for that jet?
$54 million jet.
Maybe he got it for six. Oh boy, if he was worried about those metal tubes, he better check that one out. Make sure it's not a paint,
I mean,
paint job on that.
Evangelists have that, isn't?
He's got insane money. This guy's literally like 80 some years old. He's been.
But the only thing
forever.
He does is this. It's not like he's a software engineer who designs something on the side. This is where it's coming from.
It's coming from donors, little old ladies, little old men, people who are 100%. Fearing dying or have trouble in their life, and they're looking for some sort of spiritual inspiration. And so he asks them for the money so he can have a private jet.
Yeah.
This is not the first time this has happened.
They've been putting up those tents for centuries.
Yeah, the commercials with the people telling them, God wants you to send us money for this.
Right.
They were not even trying.
No, that's true.
But that was a commercial.
Well, Jim Baker used to show the plans for the amusement park and stuff he was going to build. I
mean, he and Tammy Faye.
They were open about it. It was like, look, we're going to, give us all your money.
Remember, Jim Baker went down because his dog had an air-conditioned dog kennel.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, what? He has a what?
And then he got some craft services from...
there's a Fawn Hall.
Jessica Hahn.
Jessica Hahn. I get all those confused from that era.
No, that craft services now is a shorthand.
I would not have gotten that right on Jeopardy.
See?
Who is Fawn Hall?
Jeopardy Row.
All right. Let us... That's what we need
nuts.
To do. Yep. Close this up.
Amazing.
The top five at five.